Talk about walking. These girls are running. They're running to do the right thing. Running to make sure that administrators in Bolingbrook, educational leaders, do the right thing. That's why this song has got us all pumped up here, because they're in the studio now live, and I can't wait for them. I mean, usually we give this whole backstory about who we're talking to, give them a little bit of information. But in the studio right now with Atiba and myself on the afternoon show here at WVON, we have Fallon and Kyra Pierce. They're 16-year-old students out in Bolingbrook at Bolingbrook High School. And they were giving an assignment a couple of years ago during the pandemic to read a book. Ladies, join us. Thank you so much for being with us here in the studio. Talk to me, Kyra, about Fallon. Fallon, they're twins. I told you. Okay, I got it mixed up. But talk to me about the assignment that you were given when you were in the eighth grade to read a book, a murder mystery.
All right. So normally, as you know, you get a summer reading list before you start your year at school. And we got our list, and we were looking through it, and we were like, and then there were none. That seems like a good book. It's a murder mystery. Seems pretty interesting. So we searched the book up, and within a scroll of my finger, I saw that its original title was 10 Little N-Words, and the cover had a Sambo doll hanging from it, and there was a racist
poem. Do this. We're going to have you start that
start
over because
over. Your mic wasn't working. We were trying to get it fixed, but you start.
All right.
The pink microphone is working
okay.
Right now. So you got
all
this
from the beginning? All right, yes. So yes, I got my summer reading. Me and Kyra, we got our summer reading assignment. And we were really excited about it. We were ready to read a good book, and we saw this murder mystery. So we searched it up, and within the scroll of my finger, I saw that the original title was 10 Little N-Words, and it had a picture of a Sambo doll hanging on it, and a racist poem throughout the entire book. And I knew that if it took me 2 seconds to find this out, that it was going to take 2 seconds for my classmates to also find it. And by us being the only black kids in our class, we knew it was going to be an uncomfortable conversation and an uncomfortable class and presentation to give.
So let me ask you this then. I'm going to bring Kyra in on the conversation. How did that make you feel when you saw that the name of this book was 10 Little N-Words? And we're talking about the N-word that begins with, that's 6 letters.
Yeah, yeah. And this is required reading. Go ahead.
And this was a required reading in Bolingbrook.
So I was just in shock because I was like, how could a book like that make it like on a book list, right? And it when we brought it to our parents' attention, it took a while for something to happen, for some action to happen. And we weren't asking for the book to get taken down. We were asking for context to be given, at least context, so we could avoid that uncomfortable classroom and that uncomfortable conversation later.
It's amazing because we hear so much conversation about CRT, and protecting kids, right, critical race theory, protecting kids from feeling bad about the history of race, in particular little white kids. But as usual, no one is concerned about how black kids feel and having to deal with the actual racism.
And how that makes us feel, how
right.
It makes them feel.
Exactly. And so it just breaks my heart for you. But I am so proud of the fact that you guys stood up the way that you stood up and brought it to the attention of your parents and went through the proper procedures to give this the type of attention it needs and deserves.
Thank you.
So needless to say, you didn't write that book report.
No.
And you didn't have to have an awkward moment, like you said, because you were the only two little black girls in the classroom.
Yeah.
You didn't have to have this discussion with the rest of the kids. Did any of the other kids say anything? Or is that when the bullying began because you guys complained about this assignment?
So after we had done all of our work with our reading list and all of that, when we came back to school, there were some kids that were proud of us, that were like, what you guys are doing is good. Like, this is what we need. We need to diversify our reading lists and our reading choices in our school. But there were others that didn't agree with what we were doing and that said that what we were doing was idiotic and stupid and posting things about us on social media. And
they bullied you guys.
Yes, and although that hurts, and that, because bullying, like, that makes any kid feel bad, but it made us feel almost a little happy because what we're doing is good. We need this. Clearly, like, people need to be educated. And by us doing this, making a list, having a bill, having our charity, that is what's going to help other kids that are coming after us.
And we got to, we might as well, let's just throw this out there too. These are not two beautiful girls, and I wish our listeners at home could see them. Beautiful on the inside as well as on the outside, but they're not just trying to get out of doing homework. These little sisters have like a 5.0 average.
Absolutely.
They have a 4.8 average at Bolingbroke High School. So you guys took action. Like you said, you created a list and you contacted your congressman in addition to your parents.
That's right. As you mentioned a bill, we want to bring on the live line with us Representative LaShawn Ford. How are you, Representative? Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, man. And now you guys understand. Thanks for the energy that they provided you guys. I could tell their presence just gave you guys a boost. I heard in your voice, Darlene and Tiva.
Oh, because these girls are doing what we wish that so many others would do. And they sparked a conversation in the classroom, correct? And you couldn't do anything but get behind them and support them. And this is the second time. I mean, you just reintroduced the bill that they were trying to put out there a while ago, right?
Yeah, they passed the bill last year at the last General Assembly in the House. And then the bill sat in the Senate and they didn't pass it. And so the Pierce twins came back and wanted this bill to be reintroduced, and so we reintroduced it, and we're going to pass this bill before mid-May, and the governor should be signing it by June.
The governor
met with the governor.
So when you found out about this book that's out there that was called, and the name has changed, as the Pierce twins just told us, the name of the book has changed. But are you thinking to yourself, seriously, Congressman, are you thinking, what are we talking about? The book title with the N, with the N-word. How many books are we talking about?
You know, these are the books that we read when we were growing up. And I didn't have the fortitude or the fight or even think that I had a right to even protest a book.
Absolutely.
So, these are real trailblazers. I don't think we've seen 14-year-old eighth graders be trailblazers, because they started this fight in eighth grade. They're now sophomores. And so for them to stand up in a school that's predominantly white and to go against it is amazing. And I heard Ativa say something about, we always sit in these spaces where they make us feel uncomfortable, and it's okay. But they said it wasn't. And you're going to see the Pierce twins bill is going to spread across Illinois, but it's also going to be a national thing, because we're going to have a grant named after them. They even improved the bill.
Yes.
They improved the bill to say, look, not only are we going to make sure that we change the culture of schools, but this is how we're going to do it. We're going to say any school that want to add diversity in their curriculum and in their libraries, we're going to give you a grant from the Pierce twins bill, the law. And so they will be able to apply, and they will be competitive grants offered for schools and libraries that would like to say, look, we want to join the Pierce twins and diversify our books. They made it clear to the governor and to the lieutenant governor and to the secretary of state yesterday that they are not about banning books. They are about adding books.
Wait. You guys got to speak to all these people?
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a real quick break.
We got to hear more about this.
That we got to hear about. I want to hear about that experience. Were you guys in Springfield?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so we're in the studio still with the Pierce twins, Fallon and Kyra, who were told when they were in the eighth grade to write a book report about a murder mystery. And they, of course, did not like the name of the title of that book. And it was, again,
And Then There Were None by Agatha Christie.
And the name of the book, the title of the book has changed, they say, for a couple of times. But it was really the use of the N-word, six letters. LaShawn Ford found out about this, and he's been fighting with the girls in Springfield to not only just keep talking about this and how it makes us feel and how ugly the word is in the book report could have been, but he's talking about making a change, not just here in Illinois, but a national bill. And thank you so much, LaShawn Ford. I'm glad I reached out to you. I saw the girls and you there in Springfield on live television on NBC5, and I said, I got to get you to talk about this. This is just amazing.
Yeah, you did. You called fired up. and we appreciate it.
Because like Atiba said, we're here that the critical race theory, people are talking about that and how it makes little white people, little white boys and girls feel, but not addressing how it makes us feel. We've got Dr. Lisa on the line right now. She's been on the line holding for a while. Your comment or your question for Ford or for the Pierce twins here in the studio?
It's for both of them. I appreciate what they're doing. It has made me flashback to 1994 when my daughter was at Streamwood High School and her English lit class, she had to read Huck Finn. And my daughter and I, we were fighting at that time. But she brought the book to me and she said, I'm not going to read this. I'm not going to do the book report. And I said, yes, you are. And then she said, every other word in here is in. I'm not going to read it. And so when I saw it, I immediately went up to the school the next day, spoke with her English lit teacher and said, this book is offensive. My daughter doesn't want to read it. No, my daughter is not going to. I didn't tell her what she didn't want to do. I told her she's not going to read it. She's not going to do the assignment. You will give her another assignment. And then I went to the dean of the students of her class and said, she's not going to do this assignment. She has to be or she will be assigned another assignment. Otherwise, I'm going to take it to the superintendent of U46, who was a black man at that time. They immediately changed it.
And it's so amazing. Dr. Lisa, thank you so much because we're running tight on time. But here this is. Dr. Lisa is sharing a story from 1994. Here it is 2023, and you're still talking about something
later.
Like this. 30 years later, you went to your administrators. You went to your staff.
Yeah.
Did they do something? Did they take action immediately, or did you have to go above their heads?
Unfortunately, no. They didn't do anything immediately, and it took a while, which is why our book list was made, because in that time, we had time to sit there and think about what we can do to make sure this doesn't happen to anybody else. And Kyra, do you want to?
It not only gave us time to create the reading list, but it gave us time to create a charity. We have a charity called Positive Change Charities, which gives those books on our list to kids in need in underfunded school libraries.
How many books on your list?
Ooh, there's a lot. We add more every day. We are always ready to add more.
And what's the criteria for getting on that list? Is it the use of the N-word? Is it just offensive language? What is it?
So the reading list features all diverse books, diverse meaning authors and characters in the book from different backgrounds, cultures, and races. And we do that because we believe that kids, not only of color, every kid needs to read something about somebody that's not like
that represents them.
So yes. You want inclusion.
Like and represents them.
So you want the inclusion on this one.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
And that's the most under-discussed piece of this, is that kids do need to be exposed to cultures, to ethnicities, to things that are unlike what they're used to.
Exactly.
Yeah, you make a great point with that.
And LaShawn Ford, let's bring you in again on this. When you said they give away books as well with their charity?
Yes, let them tell you about it. They could offer books to people right now, so they should tell it.
Come on,
don't
tell
want
us
that
about
to go by.
All right, so we have given over 2,000 books to different schools in Illinois, and we take the books on our reading list and we give them to these schools, and we've been recognized by the Chicago Bulls, Disney, United Airlines, and we're always willing to give books to any school that asks, and we're always willing to offer a helping hand. And you can find our list, and you can contact us on our website at The Pierce Twins, thepiercetwins.com, and everything social media-wise is also The Pierce Twins.
This needs to be one of those viral moments that we see. I'm serious, because you feel the passion, LaShawn Ford, and you could tell Atiba and I feel it. I mean, and just being in this room, I'm telling you, when I saw that video of these girls and heard about what you're doing with them, it was like, clearly, you are an honor to be helping them out on this legislation.
Oh, my God. Yes, and their parents are so supportive. I want everybody to know they got two rock star parents.
Yes.
Not only did they meet with the governor, lieutenant governor, all those other people, but they also had a meeting with the chancellor, because these young ladies want to go to University of Illinois in Urbana. They want to follow their parents' footsteps.
They want to stay in the state. They don't want to leave. They want to stay here and go to school. They want to be fighting Illini.
Yes.
I only say it like that because I'm a Buckeye, but okay, I still love you. But I love what they are trying to do, what they are able to do. And, of course, we thank you for jumping in on this. Again, if people want more information, the name of your website, and so they can check out this list of we have and find out how you're giving books away.
Yes, thepiercetwins.com.
ThePierceTwins.com.
Thank you so much, ladies.
And LaShawn Ford, thank you so much for doing what you do with us.